I love my job, or I wouldn't be doing it. It's been a great experience being a part of WJR for so long. And I get to meet so many interesting people. One of the most interesting is about to talk with us here. His name is Ken Lingenfelter. Ken Lingenfelter is the owner of many things, but we're talking about today the Lingenfelter Collection and their annual Charity Spring Open House to benefit the American Cancer Society. You might have seen it in today's newspaper. The fine scribe Henry Payne did a nice story on the front page of Business and Autos for this event that is tomorrow at 7819 Lachlan Drive in Brighton from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I am thrilled to say that Ken and Kristen Lingenfelter once again are giving back in a very big way to the community. Ken, good afternoon. Always a pleasure talking with you.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you as well, Paul. Really good to hear your voice.
And the other part of this story is I don't always get to see some of the things that we talk about on the show. I promote them. I tell people I hope they'll go, et cetera, et cetera. I am happy to say I'm lucky enough to come out to the Lingenfelter Car Collection in Brighton and have certainly experienced just how incredible this place is.
It was so fun to have you come out. I remember the day very clearly, and we had a pretty good time that day, didn't we?
We had a great time. I think our son Jamie was with me, I believe.
He was.
And he's a real car guy while he's also a real golfer out there plugging away. But to enjoy, it got to be about, I think we remember 175 vehicles. It's one of the top-rated car collections in the world, and it's not always open to the public until you do something like this, I believe.
Yeah, you know, Paul, we decided having a facility open to the public really kind of opens the doors for a whole lot of other things. And it's a special collection. It's a private collection. And, you know, keeping it closed day to day but opening for charity fundraisers makes it even a little bit more special. And so Kristen and I decided after we got the collection around to get a process going where we could give back, and it's worked very, very well.
Oh, it has. You've raised millions of dollars for the Cancer Society. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
No. I'm just going to say, and for great charities like this one, I mean, the American Cancer Society is so good. All the money goes where it's supposed to go. I think this might be the 10th one we've done for them in the springtime.
Wow.
And we're working with great people, and we had great turnout every year we've done it, and we're looking forward to having a lot of fun seeing some old friends and making some new ones tomorrow.
Lingenfelter Car Collection in Brighton. It's the annual spring open house. They're at 7819 Lachlan Drive. The phone number there is 810-222-5690, 810-222-5690. You don't have to call. You show up. There are no admission charges, although they are always accepting donations. And again, $60,000 raised last year. Every year they're raising money. And again, the donations for the American Cancer Society. Parking is available in the collection lot. And then there's some nearby lots that will be marked as available parking and street parking available as well. I want to know, you've told me this story before, but I want to know, Ken Lingenfelter, after you had your first car, how did you realize that you had the bug that was going to lead to 175 cars?
You know, Paul, it even goes back further than that. My dad ran a Fisher Body plant years ago in Ohio, and we were a GM family all the way through. And he took me to an open house at the tech center. And I walked up at 10 years old, walked up and looked through the back window of a 63 Corvette. And I became a Corvette guy for life at that moment. What a beautiful car.
How many Corvettes in the whole Corvette museum?
You know, I'm not sure about the museum, but for the collection, the center room of the collection in the past couple of years has been all Corvettes. And we've got 55 in there.
And you have lent those many of those Corvettes to the Corvette Museum, but the collection consists of exotics, obviously Corvettes, muscle cars, a whole bunch of great vehicles. So it started with your dad.
Yeah, he was a GM guy. I mean, we had Frigidaire appliances. and my dad would even wince when somebody talked about a foreign car. but it was a family thing, and I just have been, you know, not only a car fan but a GM fan for forever. So.
And then you have, of course, the collection that we're talking about that's open tomorrow, very special. But then you have the Lingenfelter Corvette apparel, which has gotten a name for itself overall. And you do your Lingenfelter performance engineering. You do have to make a living, and that's what you do.
Yeah, and my wife runs the apparel and specialty business, and we've got two performance shops. We've got one on Beck Road in Wixom, and we've got one down in Decatur, Indiana. And we build performance cars, mostly GM products, in those two facilities. So that's the way we make a living.
Let me explain. Years ago when I asked Ken about horsepower, it was one thing. But I haven't asked him lately. So when people come to you from all over the world, Saudi Arabia, I mean, all over the world, and they say, we want you to increase the horsepower. What are we looking at today?
You know, it's all over the board, and a lot of it's got to do with what our customer wants to do, what kind of racing they want to do and such. But I'll use the new C8 Corvette, for example. I mean, that's an amazing car right out of the box, even without us doing anything to it. But it has 495 horsepower. It's a mid-engine car, so it's really good on the track. But we found a way to supercharge it, and now we can make it go with 710 horsepower.
Wow.
So that's quite a jump.
That's a big jump. The average person on the Lodge or I-75 or 94 or 696, you don't really necessarily need 710 horsepower.
No, you don't. But we built 1,000 horsepower race cars and things of that nature. But it's mostly, our customers mostly like to, you know, autocross or road race or things of that nature. And, you know, we always like the term never enough horsepower. So
never enough horsepower. Have you actually driven every one of these cars, Ken, that you have in your collection?
Yeah, for the most part, we do. I mean, in order to keep cars in a collection like this, you do have to run them. The seals go bad and everything else. So twice a year, they all get driven around the office park here or up on the highway a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Although you can only drive one at a time. And
if you need any volunteer drivers, I know of where we can find a couple.
I'll bet you do. Yeah, yeah. You can only drive one at a time.
Yep, only one at a time. And, folks, it's hard to describe if you've not been there, and most have not. And this is your opportunity, because this is when Ken and his lovely wife, Kristen Lingenfelter, open it up tomorrow from 10 to 5 at the Lingenfelter Car Collection in Brighton. It's their annual spring open house. No admission charge, although they accept donations for the American Cancer Society. Parking available right there and nicely marked elsewhere. If there's someone in your life who is a car guy or a car gal, you want to surprise them. Just say, we're going for a ride. We're going for a drive. I think you'll enjoy this. And I promise you, if you make it to the Lingenfelter Collection tomorrow, you and that person you surprise are going to have the time of their lives. Anything else we need to know, Kenny?
I just want to thank you once again, Paul. You've always been such a great supporter, and we're looking for a very, very fun day. I hope we can get as many people out here to support American Cancer Society as possible. And
it's my pleasure. I think you will get lots of people. I hope the weather cooperates, but regardless, it's all inside, and it's so worth it. If you like cars at all, you're going to love this Lingenfelter Collection. And what's not to love? Helping out now the American Cancer Society. Thanks, Ken. Best to Kristen.
All the best to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
It really is worth going to. It is so spectacular. I think Jamie Geisinger, our golfing son, who loves cars, and I think he's still talking about it as we continue.